Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Nashville returns to phase two with its reopening plan.
Nashville's Hot Chicken Festival is a cluckin'.
And the 4th of July is now canceled in Nashville, and we're still unclear as to why.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
This episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. Screen Threads is a Nashville curated shop located in historic Marathon Village. Use code Nashville Daily to get 10% off your next online order. Their website is screenthreads.com. Mention this ad in store and get 10% off as well.
All right, lots to get to today.
But the chickens are not crossing the road today.
Oh, that's right. We don't have to do that. The chickens, I think Hattie B's picked them all up.
Oh, yeah. Some company definitely picked them up and are using them for something that's happening this weekend.
There could be. Who knows? There could be an egg shortage. And so somebody grabbed the chickens and
they put them in their truck. And
now there's no egg shortage at that person's house. Yeah. All right. So if you listened to our podcast yesterday, you probably listened to it and you went, what the hell? Because we talked about, you know, how you can enjoy the 4th of July celebration that was being put on by Visit Music City. And if you have been watching the news, obviously, our episode came on at 5 a.m. and at 9:30, Mayor Cooper stood in front of the mic and said that they have asked Visit Music City to not show the fireworks anymore.
To cancel those fireworks.
So they cancel the fireworks. The show from News Channel 5 is still going on. Nashville's also, you know, back into phase two, a modified phase two. We're going to get all up in that, you know, a little bit later and go over the details of that a little bit later in the show. But there still are events happening in Nashville over this weekend. So, you know, you can celebrate mainly with food here in Nashville this weekend because obviously the Hot Chicken Festival is happening here in Nashville. And boy, does that sound good right about now.
So is it a bunch of hot chickens like with makeup and hair?
Makeup,
like,
they're strutting
walking
their
down,
stuff.
They're strutting down their stuff on the runway.
Yeah.
Down Broadway.
They're getting it. Yeah, they're chicken strips.
Chicken breasts and chicken strips.
Chicken breasts all over the place.
Yeah, they're just free-range chickens with the chicken strips and chicken breasts.
No, so the Hot Chicken Festival usually takes place in East Nashville in a little metro park.
Yeah, right next to East Nashville Community Center.
Yeah. And it's closed off and you have to buy tickets to get in, and there are a lot of food trucks, and you essentially, you know, it's great because you get to go all around and try as many hot chicken flavors as possible and ruin your digestive system all within the same day.
And you get to sweat. Like it's typically like 95 degrees that day and you get to sweat that hot chicken out. It's a good day.
No, it really, really is a good day because you get to learn a lot about hot chicken. You get to see the differences in there and you get to learn about the different restaurants that that made hot chicken what it is today in Nashville. But this year, it's not all in one place for the 14th annual Music City Hot Chicken Festival. It is going to be celebrated with the food trucks
everywhere
in Nashville, wherever these food trucks, you know, end up landing or cooping for the day.
Oh, they're going to be cooping.
Yes. Then you have to pre-order and order this takeout from these places. And so it's going to be very, very interesting, but I'm sure there are going to be some great deals. It's running from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., something you might still not want to miss out on the opportunity to rally around some great food causes in Nashville on Saturday.
Another way to rally around a great food cause is over in East Nashville, and this is the Food Truck Fest happening from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. This
is even better. It's the Food Truck Feast.
Feast, not fest. Feast. And this has been happening the last few weekends, and it's in East Nashville, and they have some live music. They have a variety of food trucks there.
They have beer shopping.
So it's just a fun Saturday outing. And you can social distance properly.
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So that's happening in East Nashville. So that's very, very exciting. Also, on Saturday, if you are feeling you're more the brunch person, you want to get out early and celebrate in a great, correct way, but before everybody else gets to the good food, then you can do the bluegrass brunch at the Sutler.
I've heard that this thing is absolutely amazing. They bring in some of the best bluegrass players here in the city of Nashville. bluegrass was actually developed here in the city of Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium. And Aaron, being from Kentucky, why is it called bluegrass?
So the bluegrass in Kentucky, it is a type of grass. Mm-hmm. It is an actual type of grass. But it's kind of, you have to experience it, because when the grass really gets long and waves in the wind, you actually see shades of blue.
That, and also with the dew in the early morning sunrises, it looks like it's completely seas of blue.
Yeah, so it really is blue grass. Like, you can actually see tints of blue in it at times. So it's very cool. It's one of the most coveted types of grass.
Yeah,
as well.
Bill Monroe and his boys, they started the bluegrass movement back at the Ryman Auditorium back in the day.
They did. So bluegrass brunch at the Sutler from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. You can see all of the links in our show notes for these events. And of course, an event that's not taking place is the fireworks show. News Channel 5 is still doing their special. The Opry is going to be live as well. So you can stream a lot of things tomorrow as well, just not a Nashville fireworks show.
You could also
they're going to be replaying other fireworks shows.
You can also go to our Instagram accounts. Both of us are going to be posting firework photos from previous year all day. I'm literally going to be posting for the last 4 years different firework photos.
That's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, it's just going to be remembering the great celebration of America that's been canceled here in the city of Nashville on my Instagram.
So we have a little bit of a food theme to today's episode. The first being the restaurant in the bottom of the James Hyatt, or
the Grand Hyatt.
We're talking about a James Beardwood award-winning chef. So we're not talking about the James Hyatt. This is the Grand Hyatt.
But
one of the
James Hyatt's a pretty fun name.
That would be a good name.
Yeah.
Sean Brock, he's a James Beard award-winning chef. It now has a name for his latest concept restaurant, which is going to be inside of the Grand Hyatt. And you may be thinking, you know, why am I going to care about the name of a restaurant here in Nashville? It makes news that somebody named a restaurant. Well, it does when you're a James Beard award-winning chef inside of a food city like Nashville.
Yeah, and my assumption is this is going to be a five-star hotel, because everything Grand Hyatt does is five-star.
It's a five-star restaurant.
It's luxury. Like, it's going to be a five-star hotel, and this is going to be called the Continental, and it's going to be a themed basically with 19th century and 20th century foods.
Ooh, that's going to be good. So let's talk about a little bit from the Nashville Business Journal. What is going to be here? So Sean Brock plans to open the 6,500 square foot restaurant in September, and it's currently hiring. There will be plenty of entry points for the restaurant within the hotel and on Broadway, independent of the hotel. The restaurant plans to give guests contemporary renditions of luxury favorites from the 19th and 20th centuries, from a lot of things that I can't pronounce that are way too fancy for me. I can't pronounce it, and I've definitely never had it before. I do see the word Caesar salad on there, which I've had that. But there are also going to be items like whole roasted chicken and beef Wellington.
Oh, that's
which
will be, I've had beef Wellington.
It will be carved table side.
Oh, that's fancy.
That's very fancy.
That's so fancy. So this is a new restaurant happening in downtown Nashville, and it's going to be one of the only five-star restaurants in town.
So continuing with the food and beverage theme, I have some sad news with a downtown coffee shop. According to the Nashville Business Journal, downtown Nashville has lost one of its mainstays from the coffee world. And after 13 years, Dunn Brothers Coffee closed its 401 Church Street location inside of downtown's LNC Tower on Tuesday, citing COVID-19 as the chief reason. Dunn Brothers Coffee is amazing. They roast a lot of coffee in that location as well. So I'm sad that that's going to be gone from downtown Nashville. But, you know, at least the brand is not gone. The name is not gone, because that's not its only location.
Yeah, so there's a lot of locations up in the Midwest, Minneapolis, Wisconsin. So it's a chain coffee restaurant or concept that's franchise owned.
Gotcha. All right. So more in the beverage world, downtown Nashville is on the verge of welcoming a new experience to its rock scene. According to the Nashville Business Journal, after a successful opening last December, Tony-nominated producer Matthew Weaver is bringing Rock of Ages and the Bourbon Room to Nashville, according to a news release. Rock of Ages is an 80s rock musical featuring various rock anthems and power ballads from the time. The Bourbon Room will offer a full-service menu with upscale comfort and bar food, craft cocktails, and fine wine to be enjoyed by theater-goers, locals, and tourists alike, with or without a ticket to the Rock of Ages show. So it's kind of like
a dinner theater?
A dinner theater with only playing the Rock of Ages, I would assume.
Yeah, so I guess it's in Hollywood, they have a location, and all they do is play Rock of Ages.
And I've never been to Vegas, but I'm assuming that's what a lot of Vegas theaters do. They have a couple shows that are in rotation there that, you know, because there are so many one-time visitors, that they can play that show over and over and over and over and over again, and it never gets old.
Yeah, so basically, Rock of Ages tells a story of a small-town girl and a city boy finding love, fame, and happiness on Los Angeles' famous Sunset Strip.
Right, so the show features music from Journey, Poison, Pat Benatar, Foreigner, Styx, Twister, Sister, REO Speedwagon, Whitesnake, and more, according to a news release, and more info in the show notes. All right, it is time for Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day. For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, got a few things. So the first, I think, is to take advantage of the good food in Nashville this weekend with all the food trucks, with the Sutler. You know, this is going to be a good opportunity, even though there's not a fireworks show, to enjoy some fantastic food in Nashville this weekend. Now, if you were looking forward to the fireworks show downtown, you can go a few miles away and watch some other fireworks shows if you want that experience.
Yeah, so there's a fireworks show up in Gallatin, and I think that's starting at 9 p.m., and then there's one down in Rutherford County.
In Murfreesboro?
In Murfreesboro, and I think I can't remember if that's starting at 8 or 9. I think it's 9. And then there's some other 4th of July events happening in Springfield and other smaller towns outside of the Nashville area.
Yeah, so, you know, do some local searching. Probably the best method, go on these local cities' Facebook pages. Yeah, and exactly. They'll be posting about the fireworks shows that are happening or not happening in their cities. But if you still want that experience, it can be had here in Tennessee. I know there's still some up in Kentucky and things like that, so definitely take advantage of the food. Find some fireworks if you want to do that. That is Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day. And if you don't want to do any of that,
you can stay on home.
You can stay at home, and you can make your home experience really, really nice with a limited edition Nashville Daily Coffee mug available for all new Patreon subscribers. So head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Get that glorious mug. You know, I have actually been, I have plenty of mugs. I probably have 30 to 40 coffee mugs. I'm not
easily,
even kidding.
Easily. Aaron has 30 or 40 coffee mugs.
And this has become, not just because like it's our mug, but actually I really like it. It has become my preferred coffee mug. It really
it's a good 11 ounce mug. So like if you're not wanting 12 ounces of coffee or 13 ounces of coffee or 16, because I typically drink 16 ounces of coffee in the morning. But if you want something less, 11 ounces is a great
it's great
size.
For you know, if you just want that one cup plus a little bit extra, that's kind of the perfect size for that. But you can have this coffee mug with your support of the podcast. If you become a new Patreon subscriber, support the podcast, help other people have the availability to listen to it. We will send you that limited edition Nashville Daily Coffee mug. Other perks available on Patreon. Head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. You also will get an early release of the Nashville story every Friday instead of having to wait until Saturday. All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty with what happened yesterday morning. It was very frustrating for us to, you know, release our podcast talking about all the great things to do and how to best experience a 4th of July in Nashville.
All the rooftop bars and different private events.
And then that just all gets canceled. So here's a clip from Mayor John Cooper at the beginning of the press conference yesterday morning talking about the decisions that were made.
Nashville faces another challenge in a season of challenges. Our phase three has not been effective, and we're going to go back to what we know is effective in slowing the spread of the disease. Beginning Friday, July the 3rd, and for the next several weeks at least, Nashville will revert to a phase two with modifications for the roadmap for reopening Nashville. The modified plan is tailored on what we've learned through contact tracing investigations over the past several weeks. It is in response to sharp recent case increases and clustering of cases. Now, four of our six health metrics for reopening Nashville are green. Our transmission rate is yellow, between 1.03 to 1.16, but our 14-day rolling daily case average is red.
All right, so there is John Cooper talking about why we are going into phase two. Now, when the roadmap for reopening came out, we always knew that the possibility would be there for rolling back into previous phases. But, you know, we're going into a modified phase two. So News Channel 5 put out an article. Mayor Cooper tweeted out a photo as well for what's going to be in the modified phase two, because it's almost a hybrid between phases two and three. Stuart, what are some of the biggest differences in this modified phase two?
Yeah, so in phase three, restaurants were able to have a 75% occupancy or capacity. And now they're reducing that down from 75 to 50%.
Yeah.
Bars are now closed for the next 14 days or more. So if a local business is making 50% or more of their revenue on alcohol sales, they have to close for a minimum of 14 days.
Yeah.
Another thing that's different is in accordance with Order 8, so this is the Public Health Order, Executive Order Number 8, all residents must wear a mask or face coverings at all times if leaving the home. So this is different than the initial phase two.
Right.
So that's part of it. And then live entertainment is still permitted. So live music is still able to happen on Broadway.
Right.
Dance floors are closed. This has been the case the full time. And a big difference is with Metro Parks.
Yeah.
In phase three, skate parks, tennis courts, basketball courts,
dog parks,
some of the other like amenities in these parks reopened, and now they can continue to reopen with this modified phase two reopening.
Yeah, so obviously all the details can be found in the show notes as well as on the roadmap to reopen in Nashville for phase two. And, you know, gatherings are still limited to 25 people. It's very interesting to see this. It seems like hospital capacity from the press conference was starting to be a concern, but there weren't any numbers given for what percentage capacity. I think some of them still had 30% capacity as well.
I think what I heard was some of the hospitals were less than 20%. So I think that was according to Fox 17.
Right. So, but that was still in green,
in the
phase map. It was still green. So the main concern were clusters of cases, as Mayor Cooper said. Now, another part of this was when Mayor Cooper talked about, you know, how is this going to affect the fireworks show? Well, he asked the Visitor Center and the Visitors Corporation to not have the fireworks show. They're still going to air the special, but he asked them to not have the fireworks show. And, you know, it was very, very interesting to hear some kind of response as to, you know, why that was. We'll get into that here as he answers a question to one of the reporters.
I think of the two things you're talking about, the fireworks and then conceivable public gathering or demonstration. Metro is in a position with the fireworks of actually paying money to create what could be a public health risk. Okay, well, that's an easy decision to say, or easier decision, it's sad, but you don't want to do that. So are we going to pay money to create a public health risk? The demonstration, you've got First Amendment rights, and yes, everywhere that I am in touch with these demonstrations, I want us and everybody else, we may not be able to prohibit them, but we certainly want them to wear masks. We certainly want them to walk with their arms outstretched so that they're more than 6 feet apart. The ability to social distance and wear a mask, historically, demonstrations in terms of contact tracing have not led to an outbreak. What leads to an outbreak, if you're indoors, close to each other, breathing on each other, without a mask, you're going to spread the disease. And so we're trying to get to deconcentrating those at-risk situations and encourage the public to help us to do that. But as
all right, so you know, one of the interesting things there is what caught me right away whenever I heard this, because both Stuart and I watched this. Both Stuart and I watched this live. One of the things
we
watched
this stuff for fun, guys. Yeah,
one of the things that caught me is he said that. That Metro is paying for this to happen. And literally just in our podcast yesterday, we reported, according to News Channel 5 and other sources, that Metro
and Nashville Visitor, like Convention and Visitor Center.
Yeah, you're right. That Metro funds were not being used for this event. This was from Visit Music City in collaboration with News Channel 5, Dr. Pepper,
Jack Daniels, General Jackson, Showboat, the Omni Hotel.
Yeah, so there were a lot of other partners, and so no Metro funds were being used for this event. And so it was very interesting to hear that Mayor Cooper said, you know, we don't want this to happen because Metro's paying for this. And that was kind of a big shock to me because it was contrary to what we had read previously, and I haven't seen really this being addressed or anything. So if anybody has any information, send it to us. And the other interesting thing is that there is a demonstration scheduled for Bicentennial Capitol Mall State Park at around 11 or 12 on Saturday. I don't know if it's who it's organized by, but I know it's a Black Lives Matter demonstration. And so Mayor Cooper, this question, he was asked if he would reach out, because it's a scheduled event, if he would reach out to them and ask them to reschedule. And I think the interesting thing is Mayor Cooper said that historically for events like that, you know, contact tracing has shown that being outdoors and socially distancing, you know, does not contribute to an increase in COVID-19 cases, which if that's true, then I don't know why the fireworks show would have been canceled, because people would have been doing the same thing. Being outdoors, socially distant.
They would have definitely been further apart than what the protesters are going to be.
Historically, yes.
Yes, historically.
And so I think there was a real lack in understanding, at least for me, on why the fireworks show was canceled. The Metro Funds thing was a big kind of brain teaser that I still don't understand.
Yeah, because even last year, if I'm thinking through the years, the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, they have paid for it out of their pocket in the previous years. And I understand that they are the marketing arm for the city of Nashville.
Right.
But the city of Nashville has cut their funds, $150,000 this year? So I know they've paid for it out of their pocket in years past.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very interesting, I think, to say, you know, I don't understand if Cooper's saying the reason we're canceling the fireworks show is because people are going to cluster together outdoors to watch it. That's the same thing that he just said is a reason why he's not going to call the scheduled demonstration at Bicentennial Capitol Mall State Park, because he thinks that historically that is shown to be safe. So it just seems like there are maybe some inconsistencies here or things that might not have been clarified enough in order for us to understand some of the reasons. Now, I do understand if you don't want people clustering in bars, that's fine, but the bars were closed. You closed the bars during phase three. I would rather have kept the fireworks show and shut down the bars.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy the fireworks show. I love taking photos of it every year.
People still have the opportunity. People still have the opportunity to go outside, social distance. And if what Mayor Cooper said is true, that historically people who are shown to do that responsibly, you know, there does not seem to be an uptick in cases. If what we are taking from what he said is true, then it would have been okay to still have the fireworks show going. And most of that was going to be streamed into people's homes.
Yeah, it was literally
anyway.
Going to be literally 10 minutes.
Right. And so, you know, for people to see that that the fireworks show is going to be canceled for reasons that, you know, were not highly clarified, I think is very, very interesting. And we really wish that there is more conversation around this than what we're hearing, because most of the conversation in the press conference happened around the subject of bars. And yeah. So, you know, the conversation was not anything else really that was significant. There were talks about Metro schools, how they were going to continue and everything like that. But the schools have their own kind of roadmap to reopening, in a sense, that has been made with the city. So just a very, very interesting, very, very interesting press conference. And I hope we get a little more clarity, because it would be nice to see some fireworks, but it sounds like that's not going
to
happen.
I also want to see Metro's finances to see how much money they're going to put towards this.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That's something I want to hold the city accountable for.
Well, that would be interesting to see if Metro is paying for it, then where did that come from and why was it reported that no Metro funds were being used for this? All right, we are going to go out with our local artist for today, Sean Caramore. If that name sounds familiar, good for you. You're an avid podcast listener, and you've listened to our National Daily Artist of the Day playlist. But Sean Caramore actually was on the show several months ago with his song Tennessee. I believe it's called Tennessee Time.
Tennessee Time, yeah.
And a fantastic song. Now he's got another song, kind of a summertime jam called LIIT. And at first I was like, okay, cool. That means lit, right?
That's what those youngins are saying on the street.
It's lit, right? Everything is lit.
Everything's lit.
But it also stands for Long Island Iced Tea. So kind of a nice little play on words there. So you can find Sean's Spotify in the show notes. You can search for all of our Nashville Daily artists in the show notes as well by searching in Spotify, Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. So we won't keep you waiting any longer. This is Sean Caramore with LIIT.
Or lit,
as the youngins call it.
Vodka, tequila, light rum, triple sec, gin and coke. Smooth and easy like sex on the beach. But we didn't get better with time. We didn't age like a good red wine. We landed on the rocks. I started hearing all this talk. You were saying I was crazy, and all your lies, they amaze me. You watered it all down to make it sound like we didn't matter. But I'm out with my friends, and you're alone ordering vodka, tequila, light rum, triple sec, gin and coke. Add a splash of lemon lime, forget what you know. Now I'm not sure what you're thinking, but the answer's not in drinking. It'll take more than to get you over me. You never really used to drink. Now I see you here every weekend. I come for the music, but you come for the bar. It's almost like you're trying to fix some kind of broken heart with vodka, tequila, light rum, triple sec, gin and coke. You'll add a splash of lemon lime, forget what you know. Now I'm not sure what you're thinking, but the answer's not in drinking. It'll take more than Long Island iced tea to get you over me. tequila, light rum, triple sec, gin and coke. Add a splash of lemon lime, forget what you know. Now I'm not sure what you're thinking, but the answer's not in drinking. It'll take more than a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yes, it will.
To get you.
And that was Sean Caramore with L-I-I-T, or as the youngins say,
those youngins,
lit.
Lit.
Great play on word, Sean. So tomorrow's episode, we are the Nashville story. We're going to kind of continue with the theme of 4th of July. A little bit, we're going to be talking with Brad and Sarah from the Battle of Franklin Trust about history, specifically there's
some,
in Tennessee.
There's some controversial stuff we talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's very topical, and it's fun to learn, and we talk about the importance of learning history. That's on the Nashville Story episode tomorrow with Brad and Sarah. We'll see you there. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really, really appreciate it. You can find more of us over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to get involved. We are over on YouTube as well. If you want to learn more about Nashville at xplr.nash, come hang out with us there.
We're also on Instagram at xplr.nash. If you want some Nashville-themed merchandise, xplr.life. And go rate the podcast 5 stars.